Monday, September 30th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Your election headquarters with 36 days until the presidential election. And I have to tell you that the juxtaposition on two issues today, it's pretty much, it just kind of tells the whole story in a way. It tells the whole story of phony politicians. It tells the whole story of how the American people are not a priority to the government, to the current administration. And when you look at the last foreign aid packages that just went out versus what's being done for the people in the path of Hurricane Helene and then another disaster in Conyers, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, that they're pretty much just completely covering up. If you haven't heard about that, I mean, I didn't see anything about it on any of the media. It was only being reported on X. But that's just kind of like a side deal. It's really about the disaster from Hurricane Helene and then the foreign aid packages. But then you have the response from Donald Trump and even Republicans, you might say, versus the response from Biden, Harris, Walz. You look at the Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, versus the Democrat governor, Roy Cooper, in North Carolina. And it really just tells the whole story. It tells the whole story of where we're at as a country right now. So we're going to tell that story with kind of the larger zoomed out perspective, but then we'll zoom in and listen to look at all the little finer details that just make it even worse. That just make it even worse. And they were not expecting this hurricane to be so bad. I don't know why. You know, usually they build these things up and overhype it. This one, they underhyped it, if you can even say that, which is strange to me because, I mean, I took a couple of meteorology classes in college just because I figured it was an easy A, but it was like, yeah, this thing was going to be bad. It was pretty obvious about 2 days out that this thing was going to be bad. I even texted my friends in Tampa, north of Tampa, Sarasota, and that area saying, hey, you might want to get out. And they said, oh, no, the news says it's just going to be a little thing. I was like, okay. Well, and now they've lost everything. So I don't think that was an intentional thing. I think they're just the media's caught up with the election. And so instead of overhyping this for ratings, they just kind of underhyped it. But now, okay, we're seeing the damage. It's really bad. And Joe Biden is napping at the beach again, literally. And he says, oh, well, I made a phone call. When he's asked about it in the media. And then you have Kamala Harris, who puts out a photo op. I guess it's from Air Force Two. She puts out a photo op pretending she's on the phone, pretending she's taking notes. And I guess this just shows how little oversight they have or how much panic they're in that they just rushed this deal. She has nothing but blank pages in front of her. And she's wearing headphones that aren't even plugged into her phone. So the whole thing is obviously fake. So when you understand that, you understand the foreign aid issue. It's just, this is the problem we have in our country. We do have some election news as well, just straight up with the election. We got Ezra Levant in studio as well. And a ton of video clips. A ton of video clips. Oh, you won't believe the latest thing that the left has done to attack Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know how that can get worse than this latest thing. It's unbelievable.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word. the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Crazier from here, ladies and gentlemen. This is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. And I think we should start here. Before Joe Biden went on another beach vacation, he's given up. Before Joe Biden went on another beach vacation, this was the scene at the Oval Office right before he goes to the beach while Hurricane Helene was pounding people in the southeast. This was Joe Biden in the Oval Office clip, too.
I'm proud to announce a new $2.4 billion package of security assistance.
We're giving them all everything that we have. We're on the ground ahead of time, so we're working hard.
Are there any more resources the federal government could be giving them?
No, we've given them. We had pre-planned a significant amount of it, even though they didn't ask for it yet.
So let's add it all up in total. Last week, Ukraine got a couple billion dollars. Israel got $8.7 billion. So just between Ukraine and Israel, 2.4 for Ukraine, 8.7 for Israel. Somebody do the math on that for me. What is that, about 11 bill? And then you throw in Taiwan getting half a bill. So you're up to about $12 billion for foreign countries. $12 billion for foreign countries, but Biden says, we've done all we can for the people of Florida. We've done all we can for the people of the Carolinas. We've done all we can for the people of Georgia. We've done all we can. Oh, yeah, we already agreed to some stuff before. Yeah. Well, how could you possibly do that when you don't even know what the damage is? Obviously, you can't. But see, what's the story? The story is that this administration, like most administrations, if not all, except the Trump administration, cares more about foreign countries than they do about the United States of America. You try to wrap your mind around that. There's no big meetings in Washington, D.C. There's no big meetings in the Oval Office. There's no emergency press conferences. There's no meetings with the governors of Florida or North Carolina or Georgia or anybody. No, we meet with Zelensky, an illegitimate dictator of Ukraine. We meet with Netanyahu, who has arrest warrants out by the ICC. And then we give them billions of dollars, blank checks forever, whatever they want. But if you got hit by Hurricane Helene, your entire town's wiped out, nothing. We've done all we can, says Joe Biden. We've done all we can. I mean, What more do you need to know? What more do you need to see about the current state of the political class in Washington, D.C.? We'll get more into the response, and then we'll look at the response from Donald Trump. But just so you know how bad it is, I mean, again, $2.4 billion for Ukraine. $2.4 billion to Ukraine. Where's that total at now? Where is that total at now? Around 200 billion, maybe more. By the way, our foreign aid to Israel adds up now to about 300 billion too. So you got half a trillion dollars between Ukraine and Israel. Wouldn't you like that invested in the United States of America? Wouldn't you like that to rebuild our infrastructure? Wouldn't you like that? All you liberals, oh, healthcare, oh, education. Well, you know, half a trillion dollars to foreign countries ain't doing crap for our healthcare or crap for our education. But don't worry. The people in Israel have U.S. taxpayer-funded healthcare. Probably the people of Ukraine do, too. And you paid for it. Israel has secured $8.7 billion U.S. aid package. And just a little cherry on top. Joe Biden approves $567 million in defense aid for Taiwan. There you go. But John Bolton is concerned because John Bolton says that if Trump gets back in, the Ukraine aid is toast. Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't need any more reasons to support Donald Trump, but okay. Thank you, John. John Bolton, the war mustache. Aid for Ukraine would be toast. What about aid for America? Is there any American aid? Do we get aid? Do countries provide us aid? Is Israel going to go down to the southeastern states and give us some aid? Is Ukraine going to go down to the southeastern states and give us some aid? Taiwan, are we going to be getting any aid from Taiwan? What about all the Central American countries that we give billions of aid to? What about the people in Haiti we give billions of aid to? What about all the illegal immigrants we've flown in and given free stuff? Are they going to be going down? Are they going to be volunteering in the southeastern United States, helping with the victims of this latest hurricane? Are we going to be getting any aid at all? Anybody giving us any aid? You know who is giving aid? You know who actually is providing aid? The millionaires that the liberals and the Democrats hate so much. Yeah. Bunch of football team owners that, you know, the liberals say are racists. Bunch of football team owners, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, some others, they donated millions of dollars for aid. The millionaires, those evil capitalists, those evil American millionaires, those selfish, greedy capitalist pigs signed millions of dollars in aid for the victims. But don't worry, I'm sure the aid will be coming in from Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan and all the Central American countries and everyone else that we give free money to. I'm sure the aid will be rushing to the southeastern states. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. That's never going to happen. In fact, the illegal immigrants that we bring in, they're not volunteering to go help. They're going down there and they're looting. Eight of them even got caught. That's a nice welcome to America, isn't it? In Tennessee, eight jailed for alleged looting in flood zone. And they're all foreign nationals. Probably gang members. And this is going on everywhere. In the path of this hurricane. And there's all kinds of stories coming out of the Carolinas. And there's all kinds of stories coming out of Tennessee. Looters everywhere. And the only state that seemed to have it together was Florida. Now, if you look at the bad response in North Carolina, that's run by Democrats currently. You look at the strong response in Florida, well, that's run by Ron DeSantis, a Republican. And so he pretty much all but says that during a press conference talking about federal aid or the lack thereof in clip 10.
What I would say is the Florida, we have it handled. We got approved for the individual assistance things we've wanted. We have what we need. Now, obviously, there may be additional things that we'll ask for in the future. It depends on how things shake out. But I think most of the effort should be in Western North Carolina right now because you still have active rescues that need to take place. I mean, just think about it's almost like if this area were totally cut off and every road was destroyed and all this, but you can still get places by boat. There, you can't do that. You're in, and I just think they should really, the federal government should focus on that. We're running rescue flights. We're happy to do it, but I know the federal government has more assets than the state of Florida has, so there should not be anybody left behind in those communities. Clearly, Florida residents who are still there, most of them stay, if they stay 6 months or less than 6 months, usually by October, mid-October is when they start coming back. So a lot of them would want to come back anyways. So we have our Operation Blue Ridge. We are going to be doing that. We're going to be bringing people to safety. You know, if we have a smaller bird, you may not be able to take as many people. The Chinook, you know, what is that, 40 packs we can do? We could do 40 packs on a Chinook helicopter. So that may be just like maybe one whole neighborhood in these areas. And I know there's a lot of Floridians that go up there, but there's probably a lot of Floridians that have never been to those mountains. And what I will tell you is it's very pretty. It's very refreshing because there's no humidity, but it is very ragged. I mean, they build these roads, and, you know, it is not necessarily easy to get around all the time. It's not
so,
well lit.
So he goes on. Now we got more from the Biden-Harris administration. Of course, it's less, but more as in more to just show you how pathetic the response is. Kamala Harris, she can't even be bothered to answer a question from the press. She's boarding Air Force Two, and she makes sure to rush by the media without answering any questions. Guys, go ahead and give the audio to this smug. Ugh. If there's an aura of Kamala Harris, this is the true aura. I'm more important than you. I'm better than you. Leave me alone. Your time is not valuable as mine. Screw you. I don't need to think about these stupid people in the southeastern United States. They all vote Trump anyway, so screw them. Pardon my French so early in the show, but that is a smug bitch. That is a smug bitch. I mean, that's it right there. You want a Kamala Harris presidency in one video shoot? Zoom back out so you can see the just absolute smug arrogance of this woman, the absolute entitlement of this woman. That's the Kamala Harris presidency if we, God forbid, have to endure it right there. Turn your back on the American people and board the plane. Turn your back on the American people because you're more important. Turn your back on the American people because you don't give a damn. It's all about you. It's all about you. Being in power. It's all about you having the prestige and the position. She couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. What about Biden? As he was at the beach, at least Biden addressed the media. Walks over to the media. First, you can see he's dazed and confused. I mean, this guy's just out on his feet. He's dazed and confused. He gets out of the car and and then shuffles over to the media. He's the president. Hey, what are you doing about the disaster?
Oh, I made a phone call. He made a phone call. Clip 14.
Do you expect Iran to retaliate?
And the hurricane, Mr. President, why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone. All my security people.
Is it not important for the country to see?
He was on the beach, folks. That's where he was. He was lounging on the beach.
He was commanding from a cell phone.
Oh, he made a phone call.
Does anybody believe he was on the phone for hours? Give me a break. They probably give him one of those plastic phones from Toy Story. He just thinks he's on the phone.
I think this is the video of him dazed and confused. And I guess we can pivot into the geopolitical news and we can come back to it, but I think this is when he's dazed and confused, clip 13. Yeah.
Mr. President, dazed and confused. Will you deploy more U.S. troops?
Him and Jill arriving from the beach.
Mr. President, has Netanyahu gone too far?
Any comment on the strikes in Yemen, Mr. President?
Duffel's over. Totally confused. And then he talks about the strike. So the lady asks about the Israel strikes. He says they'll settle the strike. He thinks she's talking about the strikes with the shipping ports.
That's what you got.
Have the Israeli strikes gone too far? Yes, I think we're going to settle the strikes.
That's what you get.
And notice Jill does the exact same thing as Kamala. These people couldn't care less. These people couldn't care less. It's all about prestige to them. See, that's why when they say, oh, it's all about Trump, Trump only cares about Trump, that's total projection. Jill Biden only cares about Jill Biden. Kamala Harris only cares about Kamala Harris. It's just true. And I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I put out an X post and the left picked it up and just lost their minds. And I said, who do you think cares more about the future? Kamala Harris, who has zero kids. She has zero kids. Or Donald Trump, who has 5 kids and 10 grandkids. Who do you think cares more about the future? The woman who's invested nothing in the future? Or the man that has 10 grandchildren that he sees on a regular basis and spends time with on a regular basis and has a lot of them on the campaign trail with him when they're taking shots at his head? Who do you think cares more about the country? Who do you think cares more about the future? Kamala Harris, never procreated, or Donald Trump, 10 grandkids running around, loving on their grandpa? And the left just goes completely crazy because they know it's true. They know it hits to home. And that's not to insult anybody that chooses not to have kids. That's not the point. They say Trump doesn't care about anyone but himself. No, Kamala Harris has never cared about anyone but herself her entire life. And you watch the way she turns her back on the American people and swags her way onto Air Force Two. Because it's all about her. They can't be bothered to go deal with the minions. They can't be bothered to go deal with the people in North Carolina or South Carolina or Georgia or Florida. They don't give a damn about you. They're at the beach. They're riding around on Air Force One, Air Force Two. They're going and buying $62,000 necklaces. Yeah, that's what Kamala Harris wore to the border last week. Border czar Kamala Harris wears $62,000 necklace for southern border visit, slammed by Border Patrol. You look ridiculous. Yeah, because she puts on like these work clothes and like this faded coat, like, oh, she's a worker. She's got the elbow grease. She's getting her hands dirty. It's just all an act. By the way, that's the same necklace there, $62,000. But I'm glad they put this up because this is where I want to go next. What do you notice about this picture? And look,
they just think you're stupid, or they just figure you're too lazy that you won't even notice this stuff, or maybe they're just in such a rush. Put it back up. Everything about this photo is totally staged. She has headphones in. They're not even plugged into the phone. Okay, so the headphones are not plugged into anything. It's totally fake. She has a pen like she's writing something. Everything that's there, all the paper on the desk, nothing has been written. It's all blank pages. This right here is, I don't even know. Is it? Can you say it's the current administration? Can you say? I'd say that's probably the Kamala Harris campaign, maybe. If it's Kamala Harris in one video of her swaggering onto an airplane, ignoring people that are suffering, not giving a damn, it's all about her. This is the photo of the Kamala Harris campaign. Empty, fake photo op. Pretending she's writing on paper, the pages are blank. Pretending that she's on a phone call, the headphone is not even plugged into the phone. All fake, all staged. And so they figure, oh, we got to do something. We're getting blasted in the press right now because we're not doing anything about the hurricane. We're getting blasted. Here, do a quick photo op. Pretend like you're on the phone. Yeah. Put some headphones in and grab a pen. Yeah, that'll trick them. Couldn't be faker than a $3 bill. Couldn't be more staged than if there was a green screen. And they just rushed this photo out. All fake. Perhaps only outdone by her vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, who gets caught fake cheering at a football game this weekend. He goes to the Minnesota-Michigan football game in Ann Arbor at the Big House, as they say, staging this photo op. He and his wife, like they're celebrating, ladies and gentlemen, there was no one on the field. It was a break in the action. It was a commercial break on TV. And they're standing up and down cheering like there's something going on. Totally fake. Everything about these people is fake. Everything about them is AstroTurf. Harris's campaign just got caught busing. They had like 50 buses that showed up to the most recent Harris rally. It was 90% of the crowd. All bussed in. Tim Walz cheering during a TV break like he's cheering at a football game. Kamala Harris pretending like she's on a cell phone taking notes because they're not doing anything in response to the hurricane damage. We'll look at Trump's response when we get back, but it's almost like a humiliation ritual at this point. Kamala Harris is just a gigantic humiliation ritual of the American people. That you can be ruled by a total phony, a total clown, a cackling hyena. I mean, maybe literally a political sex operative, and she's going to dominate you.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Serious. There's something wrong with that. And, I mean, this guy couldn't be... It's just the phoniest presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, the phoniest vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, just complete phonies. But there's just something off with him, too. There's something just not right there. I mean, the guy doesn't even put on a belt. He's literally not even wearing a belt. His pants are almost falling off in his fake little... in his fake little staged photo there during a halftime break, during a television timeout. Notice the guy here, too. He's taking a nice little nap. He's just chilling. But, look, he's celebrating. Walz is celebrating at the football game. Look, he's normal. He's just like one of you. Wife in sweatpants. They're so like you. They're so normal. We're normal people. It's like if aliens wanted to come here and convince you that they weren't aliens, it'd be like, that'd be Tim Walz. Be like in Under the Skin or Mars Attacks or something. I mean, these are like aliens trying to convince you they're normal people. Oh, look, I cheered a football game. Pants sagging below his butt crack. Doesn't even have a belt on. Cheering during a television timeout for a photo op. See, I'm human too. I'm normal, just like you. I'm Tim Walz. Then there's the Trump response. By the way, it was like nobody really cared that Tim Walz went to the game. It was just a bunch of photo ops Trump went to the big game this weekend, Alabama, Georgia. It was like a party. It was like a, they had custom hats from each team. The Georgia-Alabama rivalry all came together in support of Trump. They did this thing where the fraternities like sat down at a table and all put on Trump hats. So it was like real fanfare for that. And then Walls has to run around at the Michigan game. Nobody even knows who he is. And he just does all these fake photo ops. So it's like Trump as real as it gets, Harris Walls as fake as it gets. Now, Trump released this statement, and you got multiple things going on in Georgia right now. Trump released this statement. We are now heading to Valdosta, Georgia, in order to pay my respects and bring lots of relief material, including fuel, equipment, water, and other things to the state. Many politicians and law enforcement will be there. We'll be saying hello to Franklin Graham, Burt Jones, Tyler Harper, Mike Collins, Austin Scott, Russ Goodman, Sam Watson, and the mayor of Valdosta, Scott James. They are working very hard. I was also going to stop in North Carolina, which has been hit really hard. I have a lot of supplies ready for them, but access and communications is now restricted, and we want to make sure that local emergency management is able to focus on helping the people most affected and not being concerned with me. I'll be there shortly, but don't like the reports that I'm getting about the federal government and the Democrat governor of the state going out of their way to not help the people in Republican areas. It's a disaster. And Biden and Harris are not even bothering to do anything, ladies and gentlemen. They just signed over $10 billion in foreign aid, and then Joe Biden went on a beach vacation, and Kamala Harris, who knows, she put on a pantsuit and struts around for the cameras. When Trump arrived in Georgia, this was just some of the fanfare, some of the sights, some of the scenes in clip 8. Nothing like that ever for Biden or Harris or Walls. Never will be either. Everywhere Trump goes, you see that. So there's your difference. Trump is also talking about how he's coordinating with Elon Musk to try to set up Starlink so that people can get internet access again here in clip 9.
Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit. We were going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. We're trying to. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. And we're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers, and we pray to God. And throughout this long weeks that lay ahead, you're going to have a lot of work. But the end result is it's going to be good. We just wish so many people weren't so badly hurt and in many cases, sadly, no longer with us. We love you.
Now, let's just draw back for a second. And I don't remember, there were a couple bad hurricanes when Trump was president. There was the one in Florida. There was Hurricane Harvey that hit Texas bad. Now, do you recall the media coverage at the time? Do you remember that? Trump could do nothing right. Everything he did was bad. He went down to deliver emergency response kits and materials. And there was that viral video where it's like you're trying to have a smile and maybe some joy in this time of need. And he's throwing paper towel at them. And it's like, look at Trump throwing paper towel, hurling paper towel, assaulting people with paper towel. Wow, he's so out of touch. He's the worst. So is everything Trump did is he went to multiple cities, went to multiple relief areas, multiple FEMA region areas, delivering with his own hands emergency relief, and all the media could do was report negatively and how bad he was. Remember that? Now you got a situation, and the media is basically just covering up this hurricane disaster, really, and I guess that's to protect Joe Biden, maybe? I mean, you go figure. But nobody's criticizing Joe Biden. Can you imagine if Donald Trump is at the beach after a hurricane? Huh. Donald Trump at the golf course after a hurricane? It would be 24/7, nonstop. Trump doesn't care. He's the worst. Attack, attack, attack. Joe Biden literally at the beach after a hurricane wipes out about a dozen cities. And Biden's at the beach, and the media doesn't even say anything. They don't even report about it. So Donald Trump actually does emergency response in person during a hurricane, and he's the worst thing ever. How dare he? Joe Biden sits on the beach, and they just don't even say anything. Total cover-up. Total cover-up. And then Kamala Harris, oh, hey, Harris, they're blasting us on X because we didn't do anything in response to the hurricane. So why don't you do a quick photo op? Here, plug in these headphones and pretend like you're riding something. And then you just look at the picture. It's obviously totally fake. So, I mean, I could play these clips for hours of Trump doing the emergency response. No, but they're not going to cover that. They're not going to give Trump any credit for that. They didn't even do it when he was president. They attacked him for it. And now Joe Biden is just MIA, dazed and confused when he gets home from his beach vacation, dazed and confused, shuffles over to the media. They ask him about strikes, and he thinks they're talking about the potential strike from the port workers. And he's talking about what's going on in Lebanon. The reporters say, what about the strikes in Lebanon? Joe Biden says, I think we're going to solve the strikes in the port strikes. And the media just, you know, they just let it go. It's a Democrat, after all, so protect at all costs. Protect at all costs. Now, I don't know if you saw this anywhere. I didn't see it really covered anywhere except on X. And it's a major chemical disaster in Conyers, Georgia. The images coming out are insane. It looks a lot like East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, holy smokes. Can you imagine seeing that? So this is just a bit southeast of Atlanta. Metro Atlanta chemical plant fire leads to evacuation of 1,700 people. Shelter-in-place advisory extended in Georgia County after chlorine detected in the air. Biolab fire, what we know about the chlorine plume, list of closures. You have a shelter-in-place that's active. You have an evacuation that's ongoing. I mean, total cover-up on this deal. Did you guys see this? I mean, I kind of used the crew as like a sound off board here. Did any of you guys see this over the weekend? Anybody, you guys hear about this one? Yeah, pretty much a cover up on that deal. I didn't see it anywhere in the media except on X. So, okay, Biden completely ignores the hurricane disaster. Kamala Harris completely ignores the hurricane disaster. Nobody's talking about a giant chemical explosion in Georgia. Yeah. Oh, but don't worry. because they have a new hate Trump monument in Las Vegas. These are sick people, man. We are dealing with truly sick and deranged people. 43-foot nude Trump statue erected along Las Vegas Highway. And they leave nothing to imagination. They even have a little male member there. They left nothing to the imagination. A depiction of Trump being hung. So they have a depiction of Donald Trump being hung. And they make him fully nude, including the male genitalia. So that's what you get from the American left. That's what they're into. That's what they think about. That's what they do. Can you imagine how sick these people are? I mean, it's one thing. We know you guys want Trump dead. You've been obvious. That's been your cause for 8 years. You've been trying to get Trump killed or to convince somebody to kill Trump. So you're the kill Trump Democrats. But you're so sick. You're so deranged. You're so depraved that you're like, hey, let's have a naked Trump hanging, and let's even have his genitals too. You are sick people. These are sick, disgusting people. Oh, you know, the next Trump assassination attempt will happen. Oh, we need peace. Oh, we need to cool it down. Oh, we need to control our rhetoric. By the way, look at the statue we just made of Donald Trump hanging. Yeah. Yeah, Trump needs to control his rhetoric. By the way, did you see my new Trump statue? I'm depicting him being hung. Yeah, Trump needs to control his rhetoric. That's what we're dealing with. So, okay, then there's Kamala Harris. She's campaigning on strong borders now. She's the strong borders candidate. Kamala Harris wants you to believe that. Listen to this. Convincing, trying to convince you, she's the strong border candidate in clip 19.
And as president, I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump tanked. I will do more to secure our border.
Just pause it. It's just lies stacked on top of lies. Trump is not in office. Trump is not in office. Has nothing to do with this. They sign a fake border security bill. It's a total fake bill that says we'll only allow 2,000 illegal immigrant crossings every day. Only 2,000. And then earmarked into this bill is like 100 other expenditures that have nothing to do with border security. So they call it the border security bill. It says 2,000 people can get in a day. And then it has 100 other issues in it. And the Republicans just say, we're not voting for this. This is a fake border security bill. And then the Democrats get exactly what they want. And they can say, see, the Republicans did it. And then they blame Donald Trump. And the whole premise here is that Kamala Harris is not vice president. Kamala Harris does not work for Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is not part of the Biden-Harris administration. She has nothing to do with the 15 million illegal entries in the last 3.5 years. That has nothing to do with her. She's running against that policy. All right, continue.
Illegal border crossings. I will take further action to keep the border closed.
Why don't you
between
do it now?
Ports of entry.
Why don't you do it now?
Those who cross our borders unlawfully will be apprehended and removed and barred from reentering for 5 years.
Why aren't
we
they
will
now?
Pursue
Let's do it right now.
More severe criminal charges against repeat violators.
Really?
And if someone does not make an asylum request,
pause it. Pause it. They're coming out and they're saying, hey, after that Fox News report went viral, it was like hundreds of thousands of criminals getting in, and they say, hey, well, you know, that's not all our fault. Some of these guys are getting caught and released, and some of them are crossing the border multiple times. Oh, yeah.
You don't say. They catch illegal aliens raping children and they release them from prison. They catch people that are wanted for crimes, rape, murder, and they release them. But Kamala says, hey, even though this is all going on in the administration that I'm the vice president of, I'll stop it. You just got to vote for me and I'll stop it. Well, what the hell is that? What is America being held hostage by this bitch? You better, oh, you don't like the rapists coming in and being released? You don't like the murderers coming in and being released? You don't like all the criminals that are coming in and being released because of my policy? Then you better vote for me, and then I'll stop it. So what, are you holding us hostage? Is that what this is, a hostage negotiation? The premise is that she's not the vice president. My God, it's just, liberals are just so stupid. It doesn't even matter. All right, just finish the clip.
...of entry, and instead crosses our border unlawfully, they will be barred
no one is
from receiving asylum. While we understand that many people are desperate to migrate to the United States,
mm-hmm.
our system must
be because we're so great?
Orderly and secure. And that is my goal. And that is my goal.
Why isn't it your goal
and
now?
As
and all the libtards
President,
cheer.
I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump
tanked. Yeah, okay. It's all Trump's fault, too. Shit. And they cheer. And they actually cheer. Unbelievable. She can get away with that. It's unbelievable. But as you know, this election is not going to be at the polls. This election is not between liberals with a political IQ of 5. It's going to be won and lost in the courts. So, development here tells you everything you need to know, folks. Justice Department sues Alabama for violating federal law's prohibition on systematic efforts to remove voters within 90 days of an election. So what's going on here? Justice Department sues Alabama for voter purge. State's top election official sued as well for allegedly purging non-citizen voters too close to the election. Now, remember, they're doing this in other states, too. The Democrats are suing, and the Department of Justice is now getting involved. All of these states, Nevada, North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, where there's hundreds of thousands of illegal voters on the voter rolls. And the DOJ and the Democrats are saying, hey, they're doing it in Arizona. They're saying, hey, you can't clear the voter rolls with 90 days left to the election. Well, these voters are illegal. They're ineligible to vote. Well, that's too bad. You missed the deadline. Too bad. Why? Why would they be doing that? Isn't it obvious? They're counting on these illegal voters voting Democrat. If the Department of Justice, if the Democrats that run the White House thought that these illegal voters were going to be voting for Donald Trump, do you think they'd be suing to keep them on the rolls? Do you think that Democrats would be whining and crying about Republicans purging the voter rolls of illegal voters if they thought they were going to be voting for Trump? No, they'd be helping spur the process. They'd be getting involved trying to do it. They know they need these illegal voters. They probably have the voter data and the votes already harvested to vote for Harris. So they're suing because they need these millions of votes across these swing states to cheat to win. That's why they're suing. I guarantee you that the Democrats already have this voter data and they already have these voters' votes harvested. And they know that if the Republicans win in the courts,
and they purge these voter rolls, that they're going to lose millions of votes, ladies and gentlemen. Really? I'm sure the Department of Justice and the Democrat Party would be suing if they thought these illegal voters were going to be voting for Trump. Of course they would be. See, they know they're voting Democrat, so now we got to keep them on the rolls. We need those votes. They probably already have voted Democrat in many cases. So what the hell is that? Yes, these are illegal voters. Yes, they're ineligible to vote, but it's too late to purge them. They get to vote now. That's what we're up against. This election will be won or lost in the courts, not at the voter booth. Could it be more obvious with these legal battles going on? All right. We're going to come back with a crazy clip of John Kerry just basically admitting, like Hillary Clinton last week, that they just want to take full control of the internet and censor speech that they don't like. We also have Ezra Levant coming up in studio after that. Remember, folks, you are still eligible to enter the raffle at the AlexJonesStore.com. There are some brand new t-shirts that just went live there as well at the AlexJonesStore.com. Every purchase there, you are still eligible to win the Monster Truck giveaway. Yes, it is a Monster Truck raffle, I should say. The Monster Truck raffle. Every purchase at the AlexJonesStore.com gets you entries into the Monster Truck raffle. And there are some brand new shirts available at thealexjonesstore.com. Some of the oldies, some of the favorites from years ago, even decades ago, and then some brand new shirts as well at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget, could be some of the last chances to purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still in stock, 40% off while supplies last. All right, John Kerry telling you how he wants to censor the internet, and then Ezra Levant in studio.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree.
The American taxpayers, my constituents that are having a hard time afford their groceries, pay for a car, buy a new home, spend $1.6 quadrillion to fix a problem that A, doesn't exist, and as a matter of fact, you might be exacerbating because it's unknown. It is unknown at this time the low level that of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that might actually destroy life, because plant life all depends, as you know, Secretary, plant life all depends on CO2. And when we kill it, then we're done, too. I yield the balance.
Congressman, let me just say that I don't agree with what you're saying out there for any number of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them now, but I'll just tell you point blank that the difference between the periods you're looking at in terms of heat, et cetera, and human input is night and day, number one. Number two, why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents...
Because they're grifting like you are, sir.
But look, if people go to only one source, and the source they go to is sick... and, you know, has an agenda, and they're putting out disinformation... our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
See, while always ensuring and defending free speech, we must make it clear that it cannot be okay to bully and attack people online. Governments, and especially big technology companies, need to safeguard people's data and privacy and address online harassment and violence to ensure trust in technology.
The Socialist Democratic Party just can't help prodding the sleeping giant. The left has made it abundantly clear that they want our president not just impeached, but beheaded. They have pushed that narrative repeatedly. But first, they must decapitate InfoWars so that the heads of conservatives will roll.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying. He launched similar attacks against the families whose 6 and 7-year-old kids were slaughtered at Sandy Hook.
And these people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress protected with immunity for false statements.
A Slate article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995.
It makes terror-related conspiracies in with the false flags when Gulf of Tonkin and all these other things are declassified to be staged. Anybody has a right to question that when it's a history of it. Doesn't mean we always think it's fake. We have to look at it.
Every one of your rights has been compromised by a totalitarian state grown to adulthood under your very nose. But the First Amendment is still holding its ground under a hail of globalist arrows, but it can't withstand the assault forever. We are reaching the critical moment. Stand up, America, and reclaim your rights. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Great to be joined here by Ezra Levant from RebelNews.com. And we were just talking in the break here preparing. It's almost like Rebel News is on an island up there in Canada, just fighting for free speech, fighting for truth in media. And so we will definitely talk about that. But I couldn't help, when I was watching you on the Alex Jones show earlier and then seeing the reporting you did in Brazil, I couldn't help but be fascinated by that. And for people that haven't been to Brazil or kind of studied the geopolitics, Brazil kind of gets overlooked in the geopolitical conversation. They kind of get overlooked as what I think should be our number one ally in the United States of America, the resources, the people. And you can just walk around at a rally and people speak English. Portuguese is their native tongue. People speak English down there. So, I mean, it's a sad thing to see what's going on. So just kind of talk about your experience. It was your first time there. Talk about your experience in Brazil, the events that you were at, and just what it was like to hear from the people.
Sure. I had never been to Brazil before, but I was watching out of the corner of my eye the fight between Elon Musk of Twitter, X, and the president down there, the authoritarian socialist president named Lula. But even more so, Lula.
Who spent time in prison for political corruption, by the way.
That's right. And he's back in now, having beat Jair Bolsonaro, who is more Trump-like. There's some questions about the fairness of that election. But Lula has a right-hand man named Alexandre de Moraes, who's a hunter-killer judge. He dresses absurdly.
It's crazy. So does the Speaker of your Parliament kind of dresses a little crazy, too. So, I mean, I'm just saying, it's a very similar thing. They got the cape going on, but he owns it. He, like, flaps the cape around. Oh, I'm surprised he doesn't pull out a wand and, like, do a curse next.
You know, I was at this huge protest, and I saw that the thing about Elon Musk is he acts like he's a pundit or a talk show host. Like, he just says what's on his mind. Even if it's rude, even if it's suggestive, he doesn't care. That's one of my favorite things about him, is he doesn't take himself too seriously. So the sparring with de Moraes, this judge, because what happened just super quick is this judge would order certain people to be banned from Twitter. A judge? What's in your business? And the thing is, he ordered it done, but he ordered it to be done in secret. So these political opponents or journalists of Lula would be silenced, and Twitter was told, you're not allowed to explain anything. You're not allowed to say we ordered you. That's contrary to Brazilian law, according to Twitter. So you saw this battle, and Elon Musk just getting in there. And so they banned, because Elon Musk refused to comply, de Moraes banned the entire app from the entire country. 20 million users were banned.
By the way, not a peep from the American media about this. I don't even know if I heard anything from a single congressman or woman about this.
And that's not it. That's not all. De Moraes and Lula were so angry at Twitter and Elon Musk, X, that they took it out on the other Elon Musk company, Starlink, the internet that specializes in rural places because it's satellite internet. So they started seizing Starlink assets, totally different company. Elon Musk,
total authoritarianism.
And where's the U.S. Trade Representative standing up to that? I mentioned that to Alex today. Like
They're making sure Soros can buy 200 radio stations.
So I heard there was going to be a big free speech rally. And look, I go to rallies. I get a kick out of it. I know you do, too. But a rally for an ideal for freedom of speech, that's, I thought, really? I wanted to check it out myself. And I wanted to see if real life was like Twitter. Because on Twitter, Elon Musk and this Moraes, it was fun theater. But what's it like with real people? Did real people, were they engaged? Went down there, flew 10 hours straight from Toronto down to Sao Paulo, huge city, 20 million souls. There were 200,000 people at least in that protest. I had never been in the middle of a 200,000 person protest in my life. It was amazing. It had a festival feeling. There were even people dressed up as that shaved head judge de Moraes, like they were impersonating.
He's Voldemort.
Oh, it was incredible. And people really were. I asked them, "Why are you here?" And the number one answer every time was freedom. It was real. I thought, gee, I've gone halfway across the world.
Did you bring a translator with you?
No, but we found someone pretty quickly in the crowd who sort of appointed himself our interpreter because he wanted us to connect better with people, and we had some translation back home. So we managed to. It was a little tougher than. It sounds like you had some ease. I'd say.
Well, I went to Rio. I spent most of my time in Rio. I spent a little time in Sao Paulo and Curitiba. Rio is the tourist area,
right.
So they're more inclined to learn English there because more people are coming in and touring there. But, I mean, if you can't find somebody that speaks English, you'll find somebody that says, hey, I'll help you. I'll translate for you.
That's what happened to us, and I'm really glad I was there because I didn't see any other English-speaking media cover this. I got to tell you, 200,000 people.
Media blackout here. If it wasn't for your coverage, I wouldn't have heard of it.
I was really glad to be there. There was one American named Schellenberger. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Michael Schellenberger. Yeah,
he's a good egg, and I think he's affiliated with Twitter in some way.
He definitely was working with Musk to expose some of the Twitter files.
Yeah, so I saw him there, but I don't think I saw another American. And I didn't, even though you got CNN down there, in fact, CNN's headquarters was like two blocks away from the epicenter of this massive protest. I didn't see anything on CNN. I feel like there was a news blackout on this.
100%.
And I talked to people there. I had to use a VPN. I'd never used a VPN on my cell phone before. Maybe I should, but I never did. Because that story gets crazier. I mentioned how this judge, de Moraes, was banning individual people. And when Elon Musk wouldn't comply, he just banned every single Brazilian. And people started using VPNs to get around the block. But then they brought in a huge fine of about $10,000 bucks American if you're caught using a VPN. I was a little nervous because I was...
You don't have to incriminate yourself here.
Well, I announced it when I was down there once I was through.
But that's a don't tread on me? Did I see a don't tread on me flag in there?
You know what? There were some great flags, and I don't know whose footage this is, but it was amazing. It was... Oh, this is great footage. This is someone who was standing...
Yeah, that first shot zoomed in on the other side. I could have sworn I saw a don't tread on me flag.
There were some fun ones, some homemade ones, a lot of Elon Musk. So this went a mile in each direction. Whoever filmed this was standing
there
on the stage.
Wow.
I really enjoyed looking at those flags. And I saw the Odd American flag in there. I saw a lot of Elon Musk signs. And that sort of surprised me. And I talked to some folks. I played the clip when I was on Alex's show. Everyone was sort of saying, Elon Musk, please help us. They realize they need a heavyweight like that. Now, we've been praising the guy, and I think Elon Musk deserves a lot of praise. I think he's the number one global force for free speech right now. My God, a lot rests on that man's shoulders.
You only do so much. Well, and when you talk about a media blackout, of course there's a media blackout. Where am I going to find this footage? I'm going to find it on X, which is banned in Brazil. Where am I going to find this footage? I'm going to find it on Rebel News. I'm going to find it on InfoWars, which gets mass censorship. The corporate news media pretty much all works together to either highlight or cover what they want or not cover, you know, blackout what they want. So absolutely media blackout on this. And the fact that you can't even get it on X from Brazil, like these people have to break the law for you to see that.
Yeah, and... So some people are breaking the law, but you know what? It's not the easiest, simplest thing in the world.
Of course, you know what, though? They're not breaking the law. The government is breaking the law, not letting them share it.
Right. But between the people being afraid of that, and it's a couple extra hurdles, and, okay, I got to download a VPN, and how do I do that? For some people, it's a barrier. So it's going from 20 million active users. I'm guessing there's less than a million now.
Yeah.
So And by the way, they're obviously having the same orders for Facebook, Instagram, and other apps. Just those companies are complying. You know, I look around the world, who are the free speech champions? I think Elon Musk definitely head and shoulders number one. You know who I think is making a bit of a difference too? J.K. Rowling. Because, and she's focused mainly on one issue of transgender extremism, because she's come out against men in women's spaces, which is what a lot of transgenderism is. And she's from the UK, and the UK has really been tilting towards censorship. Scotland, Ireland, UK, they've all been introducing what they call the Online Harms Act.
Yeah, they'll show up with police officers at your door.
And so she has basically said, anyone says anything they're charged with about transgenderism, I'll restate it. Come and get me. Now that, if you're a billionaire with a huge public presence.
Yeah, high profile.
I mean, you're daring the cop. And could you imagine being the cop that goes to her mansion and tries to arrest her?
Or does?
Yeah.
Perp walks her down into a car.
And I think she's very brave in her own way. I think Elon Musk is probably the bravest. He's got a lot of pressure points. He's got a lot to lose. I'm worried that they'll try and Donald Trump him, try and Alex Jones him. By that, I mean lawfare the guy to death. They already are. Yeah, well.
I mean, in many ways, they already are.
Their BS complaints about, you know, his rocket paperwork.
Yeah, he's got, like, ethics complaints, FCC, FEC. He's got all these different groups up his ass.
You know, I don't know if you ever read Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged. I read that when I was...
It's only 20,000 pages?
Yeah, it's pretty long. But you know what? She talked about this protean figure, that carries the burden of the world on his shoulders and is an inventor and an industrialist and an entrepreneur. She was talking about Elon Musk, a man who by sheer will forces things to get done when everyone says you can't. And he's such a wealth creator. I know I'm sounding like I'm gaga for him, but he is... If he wasn't there... Alex Jones would still be deplatformed. Tucker Carlson would have a fraction of his platform.
Yeah.
How many people did Elon Musk bring back from the dead, Twitter-wise?
I would have been completely wiped out. In fact, it might have even been, maybe it was this week or last week, officially I'd been back on X for a year. I've been able to gain almost 250,000 followers. And so I wouldn't have any of that. I wouldn't be able to have any of this reach. There's a lot of videos from InfoWars or myself that were just kind of reposting there. People are like, oh my gosh, I've never seen this. So, I mean, if they do the censorship because it works. It is effective. It does work. And it makes groups like Rebel News or InfoWars have to fight that much harder to get our coverage out there, to get our videos out there, to get these reports. And it's so good that you're here after your trip to Brazil because people would have never seen that. They wouldn't have known. The people in Brazil are crying for freedom.
Yeah.
They're crying. They're begging.
And the thing is, they've passed a law down there that Bolsonaro can't run again. I mean, again, this is some ruling. They're said,
like what they're trying to do to Trump.
It's so similar. And
they tried to kill Bolsonaro, too. Stabbed him in the streets.
And he lost half his blood. It was terrifying. That's the left for you. Absolutely without compunction. I hate to say it. They know assassination works. It has changed the course of history time and again. And they are trying to do that to Trump. And it scares me even as a foreigner. I'm a Canadian. I don't have literal skin in the game because I'm not part of the election. But let me tell you, everyone around the world is looking at America for this election.
Yeah.
You don't think? I mean, look at Zelensky. He met with Trump because he knows what happens in America on November 5th will affect China, Russia, Ukraine, the entire Middle East. Is there a country in the world that won't be affected by Trump?
I mean, Netanyahu basically gave a middle finger to Biden-Harris and begged to go meet with Trump.
I don't think Netanyahu would have done what he's done the last week. Were he not thinking, you know what, to heck with it, I'm betting all on Trump. I don't think he would have done this if he didn't think a prospect of Trump winning.
Well, and Trump, in a way, did say, hey, look, if you're going to do it fast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've seen what has followed. But, you know, you think about, again, you go down to Brazil, you cover this. It's a total media blackout. It's this uphill battle to get this information, and you talk about, hey, they use censorship. Hey, they use lawfare. Hey, they use assassination. All of this is history repeating itself. I don't claim to be some big history buff. I'm still kind of learning as I go, just because I came up in a sports matrix, whatever. That was my thing. So I'm kind of still reading history, learning history from people that are more knowledgeable. But it all points to the same thing. History repeats itself. The left's tactics have never changed. The political left tactics, there's different brands And there's different little channels, and there's different little means and different little mechanisms, but it's all the same. The political left believes bigger government, government control, the individual cannot be in control. The political right is smaller government, self-government, the individual determines its own fate. I mean, that is, if you can put these two things in a box, in a nutshell, that's it. One believes in government, one believes in self-government. And the left always has to do the same thing when they, because most people want freedom. Most people want to choose for themselves. So what does the left do? First they do the censorship, then they do the lawfare, then they try to kill you. This is just history repeating itself.
I'm not sure how closely you follow Dr. James Lindsay or Xi Van Fleet. Lindsay has convinced me to use the word communist. I never really did because I thought it sounded over the top, or I thought, well, are they really a communist? A lot of the tactics, like even the language, Kamala Harris, to what can be unburdened by the past, as in zero out history, start from year one, forget the four olds. That is communist phraseology. And, you know, it's modern communism, and I think we have to call it out. They certainly call us fascists. I think that's baseless. Let me say one more thing before I forget about it on the Twitter side. I think one of the greatest innovations is community notes. And why would I focus on that? Because when else could you ever force a retraction or force a correction on a regime media outlet? You couldn't. Even, especially if they knew they were wrong, what could you do? Pound sand. You could write a letter to the editor that you would ignore it. But now in this public forum, you can tag an editor's note effectively on the bottom of a regime media lie. And I think community notes are the best part of Twitter. And it's actually caused some regime media to occasionally delete some posts and correct them. And that offends the communist notion of controlling the media. I mean, if you look at Trotsky, one of his famous speeches was, we need a newspaper. What was the first move of communist revolutionaries? Take command of the radio station, or then the TV station. The communists know the importance of controlling communication, and surely we should know it, therefore, and know the importance of citizen journalism. That's why the war against InfoWars is much more than just a court case, and it's much more than just a war on Alex Jones. If you can set the precedent that you can silence and demolish a countervailing voice, you can do that. If they can take on InfoWars, they can take on any blogger, any Substacker, any YouTuber. That's why even if people have a disagreement with Jones on this or that, they must rally to the defense of InfoWars. It's the communist move to silence a minority dissident opinion.
And they've shown that whatever they're going to do to Alex, they'll go on and do it. Whatever they'll do to InfoWars, they'll go on and do it to the next person, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or Clay Clark or Donald Trump. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on down the list. And I think this, you know, the most recent trial and maybe tribulation of InfoWars is going to be just kind of the next test case. It's like, okay, can we just shut you down? Can we basically steal someone's identity in the public forum and say, we own your social media? We're Alex Jones. What are you going to start putting out on Alex Jones? Oh, I love globalism. I love corporate government. Yay, I'm voting Kamala Harris from Alex Jones' Twitter account. It's like, what are you planning on doing?
You know, there was a Roman concept, damnatio memoriae, if I'm saying that correctly. Sometimes a new emperor would come, and he would, that's Latin for condemn the memory, to damn the memory. And every single law made by the old emperor would be repealed. Every sculpture or statue of him smashed. Every painting or mosaic of his face would be defaced. Damnatio memoriae. And we don't know if it ever actually worked, because if it worked, we wouldn't know that the person was eliminated. It was the ancient version of the Stalinist retouching of a photograph to eliminate people. They are not just trying to silence Alex Jones going forward. They're trying to condemn the memory of him, to erase the mosaics, to smash it. I fear that someone like Alex Soros, for whom money is nothing, this is maybe I shouldn't say this fear out loud, but I'm sure he's thought of it, that he comes in, God forbid, and outbids a conservative and takes the asset and pulverizes it and destroys it to try to condemn the memory, to erase InfoWars from the history. I don't agree with everything InfoWars says. You know, no two people agree on it, no husband and wife.
We're not in a cult.
It's not what it's about. It's about silence. And
And you know,
I mean, they pretty much have said that that's a plan. I mean, we'll see if they go through with it. But Media Matters published the story that, yeah, they'll consider doing that.
Well, and for them, I mean, look at all the fake money that would prop up left-wing fake clickbait sites. I mean, even Vice itself. Was that ever a legitimate investment? Or that left-wing VCs laundering money, taking some losses, but pumping up a pro-Democrat narrative for 5 or 10 years?
Well, that's exactly what it is. They buy the Washington Post. It doesn't make any money. The Los Angeles Times hemorrhages money.
Yeah.
They George Soros just bought 200 radio stations. I bet you, most were probably running in the red for years. Yeah. So it's not even about money. Like you said, it's about power. It's about mass communication. It's about getting the propaganda out there. And so then it's like people look around, same reason why they want to probably get rid of X. People look around, they see the same messaging everywhere. They just assume, oh, this is real. This must be reality.
You know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Ash conformity test. Solomon Ash, professor in the 60s, is related to the Milgram experiment. You know, the one where
the line is,
convince people to give a shock to someone in the other room who hollers, it's actually an actor. But if someone's wearing a white lab coat and a clipboard and say you must give them a shock, it was startling how many people would deliver that pain because someone looking authoritative said so. There was sort of a sister experiment to that called the Ash, A-S-C-H, conformity test. And what it was, a bunch of people in a row, they were shown two cards. On this one, there was one line. On this one, there were three lines. And it was a child's test. Which of these three lines is the same length as this one? Like a child could answer it. And they would all have to give their answers out loud. Line two, 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 three, 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 three.
Isn't that just insane?
But then here's the interesting part. Five out of the six people in the test were actually in on it. There was only one naive person. And so on cue, the people who were in on it would all give the wrong answer together. They would say, which one is the same length? And they would all say, one, 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 one. And it would get to the naive person. What would he say? Would he speak the truth and say, no, it's two?
Was it by like the third or fourth one he always went along with the lie?
This is it right here. You can see it on the screen. And I don't know if you got time to play this sound up, but it's such an incredible thing.
No, it really is.
Peer pressure. Like, you see the lines there? And so they would all say it out loud, and soon the one naive person would go along with it, and they said for one or two reasons. Either number one, well, maybe they're right and I'm wrong, maybe I just couldn't see it right. But much of the time it was, well, I know they're wrong, I know I'm right, but I don't want to make a fuss. I don't want to be the odd man out. I don't want to stink up the joint. I'm going to go along with the mob even though I know it's wrong. The Ash conformity test, these are American people or British people conforming for the sake of conformity. Here's the lesson, though, and this is the Rebel News lesson, and it's the InfoWars lesson. There was a variation on the Ash conformity test. If there was one other person who spoke the truth, just one other person, then the compliance of the naive person fell to 5%. What I'm saying is, if you know you're not alone, if you know there's just one other person calling out truth and lies, then the peer pressure compliance fades away because you know you're not alone. You know you're not crazy. During the lockdowns, during the COVID crisis and the civil liberties bonfire, it was terrible in Canada, not quite as bad in America. We had no Ron DeSantis during the lockdowns. Everyone was in on it. Every media, every College of Physicians and Surgeons. There was no one being the contrarian except for Rebel News, except for the InfoWars of the world. That's our role, to allow people to think for themselves by letting them know they're not alone.
Well, we're up against a break. I want to continue this conversation because, and maybe some stories from you, but I can tell stories forever about exactly what you just said. People tune into this. They say, wow, I thought I was alone until I heard this, and now they tune in every day. So it's such a great point.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, so we're talking about the power of propaganda. And, I mean, to me, the conformity test experiment is the most powerful way to show. And we were kind of getting into how they've done this throughout time, really, of how they've convinced the masses and kind of used our own instincts against us, if you will, where you can clearly see that line B is 2 times longer than line A and C, but the others in the control experiment said that A was the longest, and so therefore it must be A. So now by the third round, I'm going to say it's A. And it's just, oh, we're going to go along with the pack. And the other thing we were getting into, and we can go back into how, you know, one person stands up and then it's more likely the second person was going to stand up. But it's like dealing, let's say, with the mass psychosis during COVID with the masks and the vaccines. They get somebody in a lab coat. They get somebody dressed up like a doctor. You know, maybe they even have their stethoscope right there, whatever it is. And it's just, oh, well, this person knows. This person is a doctor. And so they've been using it, whether it's the guy on TV in the suit and tie and the perfect hair and the perfect makeup, or it's the king with his big giant crown and the queen and her scepter and everything. It's all this illusion of, oh, this is what a person in position of authority looks like, so then I have to go along with it.
Part of that is the result of centuries of a high-trust society. We've come to trust doctors, not by accident, but because they actually, over the years, have helped us and have cured us, and we're generally doing the right thing. But who has co-opted that? Well, on the one hand, I mean, Pfizer itself would pay doctors a fee, or health HMOs would pay a fee for how many people got the jab. The government did the same thing. So what happened is people tried to hijack that trust that was built up over years or decades. And there's a reason why there was a COVID lockdown. The climate lockdowns haven't really worked because we don't trust. I mean, weathermen were actually quite well trusted, but activists who want to
lock. They just blew this recent hurricane coverage.
Yeah. I think people, when they had their trust in authority shattered, when police started being more political, when doctors started being more political, we're losing the trust. People are becoming omni-skeptics. And, you know, you have to be. But I sort of lament the passing of an era where we could have our guard down because it was sort of an idealistic time. And another thing is we're bringing in an enormous number of people who come from low-trust societies. And I see this in Canada, the wildness in the crime, the taking advantage of social assistance.
They're fishing, the illegal fishing now, stopping the salmon and everything from getting upstream.
You know, it took maybe a millennia to build a high trust society. Imagine a society where a young woman can walk freely down the street. And if she cries out, help, help, people will come to help. Whereas in low-trust societies, if a woman yells, help, help, other predators come to be part of the wolf pack. And it took us so long as a society to build up that trust, and we are frittering it away partly through mass immigration of people who have come from a very low-trust society and see us as suckers.
Oh, well, we are suckers for bringing them in here, paying for everything. And, I mean, so in a way, they're kind of right. We are suckers. It's unfortunate. It's not what we want, but that's where we're at. Ezra Levant in studio here, rebelnews.com. We were covering his incredible footage out of Brazil. I want to get to something you just said, because this is so key. And you know, Elon Musk has kind of done this. Alex Jones has kind of done this. You have kind of done this. Some of your other reporters have even done this when they're actually out on the scene. And that's the phenomenon of when you know, one man stands up, the other man stands up. It's the famous scene and quote from A Bug's Life. And I was telling a story last week. I was telling you in the break how, you know, normally if I do interviews, I'm in a studio. But I just decided last week, after like a dozen interviews, when the InfoWars news broke, I was like, I want to get out of the studio. So I'm sitting at a pool, and I've got my iPhone and my headphones in. I'm doing this interview. I finish up. I pop the headphones out. I say, well, you know, the people around me obviously heard it. I said, I hope you guys enjoyed my political diatribe. And every single person was like, yeah, that was incredible. Nobody talks like that. Some couple of them were like, gee, you know, I thought I was alone in believing this. I thought I was the only one that felt this way. And so how do we turn that into the Bug's Life phenomenon? Like, how do we defeat the damn grasshoppers?
You know, Mickey Kaus, the L.A. commentator, used a phrase, I think he coined it, the under news. The under news. What's under news? It's news that everyone sort of talks about sort of in their inside voice quietly, only if the people around them are sort of trusted. Things like immigration. These days, what's the under news? Everyone's talking about it. You won't see it in the regime media. You won't see it in the over news, the official news. Transgenderism in sports. Now, it's starting to break through because of outrageous incidents. What are the things that real people care about, but they're afraid to talk about because of the conformity reasons we just talked about? Because they don't want to be at odds with officialdom. But if you finally stand up and say, you know what, I think it's nuts to have a physical man in a change room with girls, people will say, finally, yes, I believe the same thing. And by the way, what's another under news? Is sort of like moms. What turns a mom concerned? What turns a young woman
from having
kids, but not just that. Go one step further. You know, they're worried about their kids getting on drugs. They're worried about their kids. You know, all the worries that a mom has for the kid turn that mom conservative. And I think that to give voice for things that people are talking about, that the official regime media will not let you talk about. And that's why Twitter's important. That's why community notes are important. That's why not banning the outliers is important.
Well, that's why Ezra Levant is important. That's why Alex Jones is important. That's why Elon Musk is important, because it's one person and then it's like a domino effect. I mean, I probably wouldn't have left sports media and gotten into politics if it wasn't for Alex Jones. I mean, I listened to radio. I listened to conservative talk radio mostly just because I liked the medium. I never thought about breaking into that in this regard until I heard Alex Jones talking on the air the way he talked on the air. Then it was like, oh, maybe there is a space for me to do this. And so I left sports. I joined politics. So that's kind of, I think, why they realize, hey, if Elon Musk has an impact on maybe some of these other billionaires, some of these other people in tech, you know, if Donald Trump has an impact on some of these other billionaires, some of these other successful business moguls, if Ezra Levant, if Alex Jones, if they motivate people younger to start their own thing and have their own voice, like, that's the process they're trying to cut out. Same reason why the grasshoppers say, we have to kill this ant. He's going to destroy us if there's anyone else like him. And so, you know, to me, that's what the censorship. And then you get back to X, and I'm sure you've seen this too, and I got a crazy story on the transgender thing I'm sure you'll get a laugh at. I mean, it's actually not funny. You've got people getting hurt. But I'm sure you've seen this. There's some, let's say, infamous twins on X. They love promoting leftist propaganda. Yeah. Who knows what else they're into, but they're really into that. And I've noticed that now that X is actually a free speech platform, that they complain and they say, oh, all my poll results lean right and all my replies are disagreeing with me. I mean, you go look at a Kamala Harris post, you go look at any big leftist post, everybody disagrees with them. And they're complaining like, oh, what is going on? That's the real world. See, I always say this because it's true. Liberals are lost in a world that doesn't exist. And when the world as it exists is presented to them, they just black it out. They just say, nope, I don't want this. Get it out of my face. And now that X has actually had this public forum where there is a free exchange of ideas, stuff that they don't agree with, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to look at this. I don't like people disagreeing with me. I don't want these in my replies. I don't want these poll results not going the way I want. That's not the real world. They're getting a hit of the real world, and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. You know, I think back to when Elon Musk started shaking things up at Twitter, and a lot of people said, oh, he's destroyed the company. What a vanity purchase. He's wrecking it. Well, it's the most popular news app out there. I don't know how it's doing financially, but in terms of the product itself, he fired 80% of the staff. The product's never been better.
Yeah, it's not like the Washington Post that's a vanity purchase and loses money and nobody reads it.
And what I'm excited about is there's one piece of the puzzle that's missing. I mentioned before these political investments by left-wing venture cap companies that are just money laundering to prop up politics. The right doesn't have that, even a fraction of that compared to the left. And how do you pay the bills in right of center or freedom oriented or dissident media? How do you do that? It's something we wrestle with all the time. But I see a twinkle of a prospect in what Elon Musk talks about for his future of the app. And I think it also is why he likes Doge, that cryptocurrency that's worth just a few pennies, is because imagine where hundreds of millions of users can, I'll give a couple of cents to this guy, or I'll buy this article for one penny. If you can get the transaction, like, let's say you load up your Doge account on your Twitter account with $100 worth of crypto, and then ordinary content creators who could never get a YouTube ad because it would be blocked, if you can say, hey, if you like this, give me a penny or something. Oh, how am I going to make any money? Well, if a million people come with a penny, okay, that's 10 grand for you. Congrats. I guess what I'm saying is it's not just the free speech. It's that if he creates a free speech where everyone wants to be there and then allows...
It's like breakaway economy.
Oh, yeah, and he's talked about this. He hasn't really moved that way fully yet. He's started to pay a little bit to content creators. But I just have a hope that we can break away from the Mark Zuckerbergs and the YouTubes. YouTube demonetized Rebel News when we published Donald Trump on January 6th. That's when YouTube demonetized us, because we played a clip of him. And we were on track to make $1 million a year, which was enough to pay our whole payroll at the time. YouTube cut it down to zero.
Yeah.
And they expected us to go out of business.
And when you're an independent media.
That was, I mean, that was our dough. That was the majority of our dough. We'd had to totally rebuild around crowdfunding. And that's a terrible form of censorship. I think Elon Musk could solve that problem and have a, there could be 100 new InfoWars and Rebel Newses, or more likely, just 10,000 really interesting people who get paid for their really interesting ideas and who are smarter at commentary than the fools we see on regime media.
Well, and it is a competitive market because the mainstream media is not going to Springfield, Ohio, where the breaking news about the illegal immigrants crashing cars and, you know, maybe eating geese or whatever is coming out. The mainstream media is not going. So independent journalists go out there. Hey, let me see if I can get a couple million views on my videos. Maybe I make $1,000 on my X account. So it creates a competitive media market, too, where the mainstream media just it doesn't even show up. They're not even on the field anymore. But, you know, what you talk about, it's, you know, it's kind of behind the scenes stuff. Don't air your dirty laundry stuff. But it's true. And this is why some other independent creators out there, and I won't name them. It's not an insult. It's just what they have to deal with. They'll be on their show and they'll say before you go on, hey, we don't talk about these things. I'm on YouTube. That's how I pay my bills. Yeah. We also have Google Ads. If we get pulled from Google Ads, if we get pulled from YouTube, I'm done. I got it. So again, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. That's the nature of where it's at when you're relying on these big tech platforms.
You know, we were demonetized by YouTube in January of 2017. And then they took away they were called Super Chats or whatever. So we get zero. We got almost 2 million followers. We get zero money. I still love talking to those folks, but it's not a business thing. It's just propagating the message. We're crowdfunded now. But here's the blessing in disguise. We lost whatever ads we had from the boycotts. We were demonetized by YouTube. We don't take any government money, unlike 99% of Canadian media. So we learned a way to survive in 2017, 2018, etc. Little did I know at the time, we were preparing for something that we didn't know was coming. I'm talking about the pandemic crisis of 2020. And had we still been reliant on YouTube, well, then YouTube could say, you stop criticizing or questioning the narrative. Like, I don't know if you ever looked at YouTube's community guidelines for talking about COVID. If you talked about the origin of the virus, if you contradicted health officer
advice. You told the truth, in other words?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about going really far out there. If you just contradicted Fauci, you were at risk. So it was sort of like we were a hostage, but they shot us already. So they had nothing more to do to us. So we were immune to government sanctions. We were immune to corporate sanctions because they had already pulled those triggers on us. So it was that very freedom that allowed us to speak candidly when very few other Canadian media did.
Well, and it kind of made you train yourself on how to survive in the age of censorship, too. So it's kind of like, it's like if there is a silver lining or a blessing in disguise, it's like the first people that got hit with the censorship wave were kind of prepared to survive when it really came down.
Yeah, I was thinking more about the day where Alex Jones was canceled on the same day by 14 different platforms, if I recall, including
August 2018.
There you go. And you know
what? And it was an umbrella. It was like anybody who works out of this building, they hit you too.
Wow, I didn't know that part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just do a little thought experiment here. Shoe on the other foot. Let's say under an administration where, I guess you're saying that was under Trump. But if it was pushed by the Republican Party, and if some Democrat outlet was banned, obviously with collusion in an anti-competitive way. Don't tell me there wouldn't be an investigation in an anti-competitive. Like, don't tell me 14 companies made the same decision on the same day together on their own. I don't believe it. And don't tell me that they didn't do so without being coerced in some way by some authorities, whether it's Gavin Newsom or someone I don't know. I know this. It would have been investigated as some sort of anti-competitive act. It would have been investigated as some violation of the First Amendment. Not only did that government protection for freedom of speech and protection from corporate collusion not happen, but where was the ACLU? Where were the media organizations? And that was a test drive. Okay, we can get away with it with Alex Jones, because he's spicy and he's a conspiracy guy and he's fringe.
We've already done the character assassination.
Yeah, and so, okay, who can we go up against next? And who can we do next? And that was a great failure by a lot of civil liberties organizations and by true journalists. You don't have to be a right winger to support the freedom of speech for a right winger. And that was
those even right wingers were celebrating it.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't right. I don't want to go too into the weeds on this deal, but I mean, I watched that whole thing play out. It was really about a 2-year operation, and I watched that whole thing play out from the front row. I mean, I'm even in the arena. I'm watching him hacking up Alex Jones, and so I watched that whole thing lay out. And once they kind of got away with it with Alex, and then I started seeing him doing the same tactics to Trump and some of his biggest supporters, Mike Lindell, you name it. I was like, they're coming for you now. And so, but now Mike Lindell has Lindell TV, and so everybody's had to build their own thing. And then thanks to X, we're kind of back in the competitive market. I want to jump to something that you talked about with this transgender deal, because I got a story here, and I know it's probably worse in Canada. I think because you guys have highlighted some stories in Canada where even some of your reporters have gone out and confronted some of these men that are playing with women, or I guess some of them are in high school. Boise State women's volleyball forfeits match over transgender opponent. Boise State they forfeited their match this weekend against San Jose State University because the San Jose State women's volleyball team has a man that plays for their team. And I'm just going to, this is maybe one of the easier tests you've ever taken in your life, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. San Jose State has played 9 games this year, according to their website. They've played 9 games this year. What do you think their record is?
And so this is the one with the guys on it?
Yes, this has a man on the team.
I'm going to guess they've won them all.
You're going to go 9-0.
You know, I don't. I'm trying to measure by your face if I'm guessing wrong.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. No, you're right. No, they are undefeated. They are undefeated. Go figure. The women's team with a man on it is undefeated.
You know, and you say that's volleyball. Okay, so volleyball, you could hurt someone, I guess. But imagine rugby.
There have been issues. Imagine there have been rugby. Issues with. I believe it's happened twice where a man spiked a ball onto a woman's head and cracked her skull.
I believe it. But in Canada, there are men on rugby teams, which is by nature a contact sport. And you're right, we've sent reporters out into the field many times. And the terrifying thing is that the women are so brainwashed, they sort of lock arms around the trans guy.
So it's beyond the conformity.
They're
phenomenon.
Terrified of A, being called transphobic, of B, breaking away from all the authority figures are saying, we're going to have a guy and we're going to call him a her. He's got male pattern baldness. He still has his twig and berries. He's a man.
Your 5 o'clock shadow.
And they're all in this delusion together. You use the phrase mass formation psychosis. There's something going on there, something cult-like. And they're so terrified. They just keep chanting their slogans. How can girls... the answer is they're terrified. And if they speak out in Canada especially, they get sanctioned. Not only do they have their dreams as athletes ended, but if they speak out, they're banned from the league or from the sport. Canada's really bad on that stuff.
Well, and imagine, too, here in America, it was a huge story in the early 2000s, mostly because of baseballer Lance Armstrong, about steroids. So, oh my gosh, you know, this person used steroids, that person used steroids, Lance Armstrong was doping. And it was all about an unfair advantage.
Yeah,
it was all about what an unfair advantage, how unfair it was. You cheated the integrity of the game. Yeah. You cheated the integrity of the sports. You cheated the integrity of the whole history books and the records. But a man competing against women doesn't count in that?
Yeah, and you have to understand what's going on here. You know, there was in Canada, there was a 50-something male to female trans swimmer who would compete on a team with teenage girls. And then he would go and change in the girls' locker room. Now, there was also an all-gender family locker room, which had individual stalls. He chose to go into the girls' change room, even though there was an all-gender. Why would he do that? There's another case in Canada where a fella, male to female transgender, says, I want to help in the women's shelter for battered women. And they say, okay, no problem. You can be with the guys on the fundraising committee. You can't get into the actual shelter. That will cause terror amongst the women in there. He said, no, I insist on being in with the women. Why would these guys do that? Because they want absolute final proof that you are willing to go along with the delusion that they are women. And the only way they can do that is for you to say, yes, you can be in the women's change room with the girls. Yes, you can be in the battered women's shelter with the battered women. They need to go where they are forbidden to fulfill their psychological quirk. They must compete against women. They would not, if there was a transgender, if there was male sports, female sports, and trans sports, no one would go into the trans category. Because they're not looking for that. They're looking to colonize what it means to be a woman.
I wonder why you wouldn't just do that.
Because it's not, because they have to get you to it. The reason why they're so insistent on the pronouns, it's ma'am, you know, all those videos.
But I'm saying, like, nobody even suggests what you just said as a concept. Like, hey, let's just have a league for trans.
No one, not one person would go to it. Because they're not looking to be trans, they're looking to be a woman. And that's why they always say, well, I mean, that's why Matt Walsh's movie was such a hit. What is a woman? That you've got to say it, or you failed the woke test. You must say it, and you must believe it.
It's so frustrating, too, because you're just, these people are not intellectually honest, is the problem. They're just completely intellectually dishonest, because on one hand, they'll tell you if you're a man, you can't talk about abortion issues because you're a man. You're not allowed to. Only women. That's a woman's thing. But, well, wait a second. Over here, you're saying that there's not even a distinction between a man and a woman. So what do you mean I can't? So it's just there's no logical consistency. And I mean, even you can even go into the conversation of like first wave, second wave feminism, which created women's sports. They didn't even used to have women's sports.
Yeah. The era of women's sports lasted about a century. It was only about 75 years
well,
ago.
Well, that's why I'm like, part of me is like, okay, maybe I just go into this and I just say, yeah, you know what? Male dominance, like we're coming into your sports spaces and we're going to kick your ass, literally.
South Park, it sounds like you're quoting the South Park strong woman.
I'm a strong woman, I'm going to say. And then the feminist woman is like, wait a second. Oh. Yeah.
You know, it really is too bad. I don't know if you ever saw that photo of the first woman to run the Boston Marathon before women were allowed. Do you ever see that photo? And she was running and sort of officials tried to grab her. I bet your team could Google it pretty quick. The first woman to run.
They're up against the clock.
And they ran and grabbed her and tried to physically pull her out. So women's sports is a new thing. I think it's a great thing. And for safety and for sexual safety, you can't have guys physically attacking women or changing with them. Men have colonized women's spaces. And this is part of the high trust society. We're allowing men into women's spaces. We're forcing it on them. This is the largest under news story, I think, in America right now.
They found it.
Yeah, that's her.
You know, the women
tried to pull her out.
Women's sports got, oh my gosh. They even see women sometimes are their own worst enemy. So now what you're going to have in the WNBA is eventually men will take over the WNBA. But it's like they always complain they want more money. They always complain nobody goes and sees their sports. Now they finally have an athlete that's drawing crowds and putting money in their pocket, and they all hate her.
Yeah.
They all hate Caitlin Clark. They all try to kill her on the court.
Yeah.
So it's ironic. All right, we'll do one more segment. Final closing words from Ezra Levant.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, final segment here with Ezra Levant from RebelNews.com. We're just talking about the future. And I mean, look, I have hope too. I think you have hope for Canada. I have hope for America. It's getting over that hurdle of corruption and propaganda and everything else that comes with it. But you were mentioning you got this event coming up. You guys do these events all the time over there at Rebel News. And you were saying that one of your speakers here is a former powerlifter who got banned, a female powerlifter. Why did she get banned?
Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting characters there. For folks in Calgary, we're having an event on Saturday. You can go to rebelnewslive.com. We got two interesting characters at that event. One is Tamara Leach, the head of the trucker convoy, who was jailed for 49 days. And it's just been through another year and a half trial. She's going to be one of our keynote speakers. So, just an amazing woman. And then you see the lady on the bottom right. That's April Hutchinson. She's a powerlifter, a female powerlifter. But because she dared to criticize the trans guys in powerlifting, she was banned for speaking out. And that's the thing. A woman like that trains for years. Her heart's set on joining the national team, maybe going to the Olympics. But you say one word about the trans guys, and your whole life's ambitions are like that. That's, imagine the terror. You've gotten up early, you've gone to the gym, you've trained for years, you're hoping to make the team, but if you dare say a word about the trans guy who's competing against you, you'll have your dreams vaporized. That's how they keep female athletes in line. It's a kind of, I don't know, gaslighting. You have to pretend you like it or we'll destroy your career. I mean, imagine.
Well, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So right. Either the man comes in and beats you, or you better shut up about it and you get kicked out.
That's why the team, anytime a team refuses to play against another team with a trans on it, absolute kudos for them.
Yeah. And which sucks for them, but, I mean, got to take a stand.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there's any Canadian athletes, because slowly but surely we've had American athletes that are more, let's say, open to speaking their mind or even, you know, promoting Donald Trump, which we probably didn't see at all in 2016. If we did, it was like, I think the one instance was like Tom Brady kind of hid a MAGA hat in his locker, and it was like, you know. But other than that, it was like now people come out, they take photos, they promote Trump, they say he's great, they say they like him. Is there anybody like that in Canada? I mean, I guess maybe the biggest athlete is Connor McDavid. He likes to skate around in a rainbow flag. Is there anyone else?
You know, the only people I've seen in athletics speaking out for Trump are MMA fighters.
Yeah.
Because they're really deeply
involved. What about, like, against Trudeau?
You know what? They don't dare do it because it's so corporate and so woke and so politically correct. These guys would be marginalized. There was an incident the other day. Someone came close to expressing an opinion, and they were just destroyed. Hockey players in Canada, that's our main sport. They're pretty guys. I would be
The NHL is like 90% conservative. I worked NHL for 4 years.
But they don't dare say a word because it is so tightly controlled. It would be like if Bud Light owned the franchise. People would be scared to say anything. Like they're so politically correct. They just shut up and play, which I suppose is a good thing. Like we don't necessarily, maybe people would prefer that athletes do athlete stuff. But I think it's out of terror that they don't say a word because they would destroy their careers, not because the fans would want their careers.
No, they'd have the top-selling jersey.
Yeah, it's just that the league.
There was that one Canadian player who refused to do the gay pride event, and he had the top-selling jersey like the next day.
You know what? I remember that now that you mention it. And he said, well, my religious beliefs, I don't
He was a Russian.
That's, you know, it's That's a very rare counterexample, because all the other examples go the other way, where there's total conformity. That's Canada for you. Cancel culture is strong up there.
It's so crazy, though. NHL is probably the most conservative, maybe MLB. But, I mean, I would go into the broadcast booth with these Canadian broadcasters. They're the biggest Canadian Patriots. They're just beer-drinking, hockey-watching, hockey-loving Canadian Patriots, man. But it's like, hey, you say the wrong thing on air.
Yeah.
You
got to
be careful. The corporations come for you. All right, Ezra Levant, rebelnews.com. Where are other places people can follow your work?
Well, that's the best place. I mean, I am on Twitter, obviously. Ezra Levant is my name. And we have a company Twitter account, which I think is pretty fun. It's called Rebel News Online. But we're pretty easy to find. We mainly cover Canada, but we also have a great guy in Australia, Avi Amini. We cover American stuff sometimes, and we love going...
Rebel News, InfoWars, Brothers in Arms.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious, because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, great hour with Ezra Levant. That's about as Alex Jones of Canada as you're going to get right there. And so we really like what Rebel News does. And we are kind of brothers in arms, if you will. Let's just hit a brief reset on the show. We do have some geopolitical news. I covered a lot of the news in the first hour. I covered some of the news with Ezra as well. I got an example exactly of what he was just talking about with the MMA fighters or the UFC fighters. And it is funny how they seem to be the most open or free to express their political opinions. And I think it kind of goes both ways. There is an aspect of... It's kind of the same reason why you don't want to hear a political message at a concert. You don't want to see a political message at a ball game. It's, you know, I want to listen to the music. I want to watch a ball game. But, you know, the left is just taking it all over with the messaging. You're kind of just like, now when you see it, it's against the leftist propaganda, you celebrate it. So it probably wouldn't normally be like that, but it's a tit-for-tat phenomenon. I mean, I got a UFC clip. You got this golfer. Anthony Kim goes all in on Trump support. They attack him. He doubles down. Then he starts insulting Kamala Harris, calling her a liar. So, yeah, I mean, I like that. Normally you'd say, hey, let's just separate sports from politics. Let's just separate going to a concert and getting a political thing. But now it's like the left just dominates it, promotes the trans crap, promotes abortion, promotes Kamala Harris. So it's just, okay, tit for tat. We can both play that. I mean, I guess... Without waiting any longer, I can just play this UFC fighter. I mean, it's just, I don't see. You're not going to get anything like this probably except in the UFC. After he wins the fight, he says, F the globalists. Go ahead, clip 20.
Fuck Macron. Fuck all globalists. Fuck all these motherfucking globalists. Mm-hmm. They're trying to push a political and corrupt agenda. Mm-hmm. If you want about politics and economy, I advise you, read why democracy is a god that failed us. Hans Hermann Hoppe. And I hope you understand that democracy is a fallacy. Democracy is not the real government. So, please, read Hans Hoppe and understand why the world is going crazy like that today. Thank you so much, French.
There you go. Tell me how you really feel about globalists. Tell me how you really feel. You don't really get that anywhere else. And I guess it's one thing because these fighters kind of just represent themselves. They're not on a team. It's a lot less corporate than these other team sports. And yet you can come out and do whatever leftist propaganda you want, and you'll be celebrated as a hero. They'll literally do multiple documentaries about you. You'll get $100 million sponsorship deals like Colin Kaepernick. And then the media will lie and cover for you and say, oh, he was released for kneeling. No, he left his contract. He had a contract. He walked out on it. So that's what you get. But I'll tell you what, in the spirit, so the Boise State team, and they're getting support from their governor, and I think that even the mayor of Boise came out in support of them as well, saying, well, yeah, they shouldn't be forced to compete against a man. This is women's sports. They shouldn't be forced to compete against a man. So, okay. Wow, Republicans are so bold. Isn't that? Oh, the Republicans are so bold now, they're willing to say that men shouldn't compete against women. What will they say next? My goodness. Oh, it's so nice to have a bold Republican. It's about as bold as you're going to get. From the undefeated San Jose women's volleyball team, because there's a man on the roster. But this is how insane it is. So now there's an MMA competitor. I don't even know if I want to even I don't know if I want to put any context to this. I almost just want to play it and see if you pick up on what's going on. Maybe I should just do that. It'd probably be better that way. So this is a new documentary is coming out about an MMA fighter. She's entering the female MMA. Tell me what you notice about this trailer for the new film in clip 5.
You take one, Mark.
Mixed martial arts, it's a way to sort of re-inhabit and reclaim my body. It lets me feel like I have some measure of control that I might not otherwise feel that I have.
You look for a fighter that you can really create a story about. And certainly Alana deserves an opportunity.
MMA is probably one of those sports where people are most going to be pissed off about a trans woman participating because of the violent aspect of the sport in the first place.
When people first hear transgender fighter,
they're making her look like Rocky.
Military,
I even did it, making him look like Rocky.
We don't want that. We don't need that. We don't think that should even exist.
Putting herself out there in this very international public way to be a target of transphobic hate.
Transphobic, because you don't want a man beating the pulse out of a woman.
Thousands of death threats.
I've never had a
challenge. Yeah, I can't wait to get in that ring and beat the out of those women.
There were people that were offended. How could you even ask me this question?
Alana says she's a woman, but the truth is she was born a man. She grew up a man. All the lungs of a man, the skulls of a man. I think it's a man taking advantage of the system. I think that's taken reverse.
You want me in there?
And they all attack Jake Shields for saying that fact.
I do know that it bothers her.
Him.
But I've also seen her rise above it.
We just want to live.
I mean, this is a hulking man.
Work. That's all that any person wants. Take trans.
See if you guys can give me the tail of the tape. I mean, that's at least that's at least like it looks like a 6 foot dude, like maybe 240.
Couldn't hack it as pros, they'll switch to become women, and they'll dominate women's sports.
People have a lot of feeling about trans athletes. It's not actually backed up.
Look at that right hook.
The facts of what is actually happening.
I want everyone that comes after me to not have to deal with the same fear mongering I've had to deal with. I want
the
people that come after me.
Oh.
Her power. McLaughlin has to survive here.
Oh, he's kind of a smaller guy.
Alana needs to keep her hands
just
up.
Just looks
her
big
head
next
up,
to women.
If not, it's going to be a very dangerous situation for her.
The only way that trans people are going to have more freedom and more
trans
inclusion
people.
Is if we
Can't
step up
woman.
And make that space. Clear it out for
trans
ourselves.
People.
Because
what
it's
a
definitely
joke.
Not going to be given to us.
What a joke. Oh, we want a fighter we can make a story out of. We want a fighter that's going to generate ratings. Yeah, I mean, I guess let's do it. Let's just say, hey, get a line of women, and let's just see how many people in a row Brock Lesnar can beat. Just put a wig on Brock Lesnar and just say Brock Lesnar is a woman now. Brie Lesnar. And then just get as many women that want to volunteer to get into a ring with Brie Lesnar, and let's just see. Let's see how many women it takes until Brie Lesnar loses. Yeah, I mean, that'll generate a story. That'll generate ratings. Sure. So, yeah, I guess that's cool. Let's put a man in a pink wig and fake breasts, and let's say, hey, anybody want to see if any woman can beat this dude? That's your storyline. But it's transphobic if you don't like that. It's transphobic if you don't like that. Hey, whatever. If a woman wants to get into a ring with a man, whatever. Go ahead. Good luck. That's what that is. That's what that is. Are you guys excited? What is it? What do they call him? Lena, I'm a man. Yep. Lena, I'm a man. Getting into the ring now with little Sally. First round knockout. Can I place bets on this stuff? Oh, you know, the trans boxer wins the Olympic gold and the trans track athlete wins the race. Oh, I wonder. Wow. The women's volleyball team with the man is undefeated. Whew. Shocking stuff. Oh, he already won the debut, guys? When was the debut? How did I miss this? As a male supremacist, this isn't even an Elena McLaughlin. Elena, I'm a man, McLaughlin. Undefeated female. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, this guy literally was a hulking linebacker-sized dude with huge pecs and abs. Was in special forces. This has to be like a troll. Yeah, I'm just going to go beat women up in a ring. It's like you almost can't even believe this stuff. Is it all marketing? I mean, people do anything for money. Made that pretty clear. So, okay. One and oh in a first round submission, I'm guessing. Very nice. Very good. How bad do you guys think this is going to get? Seriously. How bad does this get? Are we kind of seeing the beginning of the end now with the pushback? Or are we going to see a point where men, it's all men in women's sports? I don't know. It's like, what comes first, guys? Is it the entire team is all men? Or is it all the guard is let down, and so now a guy with a beard can go compete against women? I don't know. What do you think comes first, guys? A full bearded man competing against women, or just a full team of men competing against women? Will we finally say it's over, and then we'll say, okay, now we have the women's league. So, all right, the whole league is men now. The entire league is men now, so we're going to have a women's division.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
There's a whole team of men. Okay. All right. We're somehow having a laugh on a Monday, so we might as well. Bill Maher had a little commentary on Gen Z with his show recently. I figured it was worth a replay here for you. So go ahead and give me clip 21.
Constitution Day was last week. It's an actual federal holiday.
We celebrated it.
No one noticed, despite the fact that it's probably the greatest legal document.
Hold on, pause
again.
We noticed. Don't say nobody noticed, Bill. We noticed right here. We celebrated it. Okay, so not anybody. All right, go ahead. Just want to get that on the record. Go ahead.
Federal holiday, but no one noticed, despite the fact that it's probably the greatest legal document ever. Is it flawed? Of course. It was written by humans, and they were all white men, as depicted in this illustration from Google AI.
It's all black.
But how about looking at the actual ideas in it? I won't hold my breath for that, because only 14% of eighth graders are proficient in history now, and only 22% in civics, which may be why 4 in 10 Gen Zers say the authors of the Constitution are best described as villains. Wow. It's amazing, since in 1776, James Monroe was 18. Alexander Hamilton was 21, and James Madison 25. Joe Biden was only 30. America's founders, they were the Gen Z of their day. And when they were your age, they started a country. What the fuck have you done?
On TikTok. They gyrated on a TikTok video.
So, no, the Constitution isn't perfect because it wasn't written by Taylor Swift, but... And yes, the founders made excruciating compromises, obviously slavery. But slavery was a deal breaker for the southern states. So there would have been two countries. And then to end slavery in North America, it would have involved invading a sovereign nation instead of having the moral high ground of keeping a union together. Would that have been better? History's complicated, and Gen Z reasoning is not. They think they're pure, but they're really just simplistic. They know two things. White people did some very bad things, and... No, that's it. That's all they know. That's what they know.
And then there's a couple globalists sitting on the stage having to smirk and jeer at those pretty timely jokes there. One Harari even there. But, you know... It is unfortunate that we don't understand or celebrate what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights really represents. And instead you have political scum like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Tim Walz suggesting that it needs to be over with. I mean, there's stories almost every month now. They just pulled one up from 2 weeks ago. I never even covered it. It says, is it, what was the headline, guys? Is it time to burn the Constitution? You fools. You absolute fools. You just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. From the New Yorker. By the way, the men that founded this country, those are classical liberals. They actually believe in small government and freedom of thought. You're not a liberal. You're a brainwashed fascist. You just haven't figured it out yet. Headline of the New Yorker, is it time? They claim to be liberals. Is it time to torch the Constitution? What in the hell is wrong with you? Some scholars say that it's to blame for our political dysfunction and that we need to start over. Have you lost your freaking minds? Have you lost your freaking minds? And John Kerry comes out and says, well, you know, the Constitution makes it hard to govern. Yeah, that's the point. Get it? That's the point. That's the essence. That's the goal. That's the intention. The Constitution tells you what you can't do, and that's why they hate it so much. So they just want to get rid of it. They don't even hide it anymore, folks. They don't even hide it anymore. And then these people pretend to be patriots. They pretend to be flag-waving patriots. They say Trump is a threat to the Constitution. They burn flags, and they say it's time to burn the Constitution. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And the media and their voters let them get away with it. And they let them get away with it. And my crew pointed this out before the show. I didn't give them the clip because it's just, you know, whatever. Libtard's going to libtard. And it's a white liberal woman celebrating that white people that I guess were slave states and then voted for Trump died and got hit with this hurricane. Literally, she uploaded the video herself saying how great it was that white people are dying and Trump's states got hit with a hurricane. I didn't send her the video, but I didn't even think about making the compare and contrast until my crew did before the show. This video where Trump is speaking over the weekend, and there's an elderly woman behind the stage, and she's probably getting tired or whatever, and she wants to go, or maybe she needs to use the restroom or something, and she's kind of struggling to get to her feet and can't really get down the stairs. And so there's a gentleman there, and he offers to assist her. So he takes her by the arm and makes sure that she can get safely down the stairs, and, you know, just one human helping the other, making sure this woman is all right and she can get down the stairs and get wherever she needs to go. So that's the essence of a Trump supporter, a good person, a person that cares about other people, a person that will stand up for you, a person that will help you if you need help, just a good person versus the Trump hater that celebrates death. Versus the Trump hater that says, I'm glad a hurricane hit red states. Screw them. I hope they die. That's it. That's everything if you can boil it down to two videos. Now, again, I didn't bring the video in. It's just, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth giving her the time. But that's it. That's your difference. That is the essence. And it's not just from the supporters. That's from the people at the top, too. Trump actually cares. Trump actually shows up. Biden and Harris couldn't care less. And the proof is in the action or lack thereof. So, what is going to happen next, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, now you have mainstream left-wing pollsters and election predictors thinking Trump is going to win. They now have Trump winning Virginia and North Carolina. We had that first. So they know. They know what's about to go on. And they know their only chance is to have illegal people voting. So that's where we're at. All right, I got some other news. We got one segment coming up, one last segment before we sign off. I got some other news we're going to get to, the geopolitical news, a couple other video clips. Now, remember, again, Alex made some announcements, you might say, about the latest news on InfoWars. So I'm not even going to address that. If you want to find out, go listen to the Alex Jones Show. Every time they write new headlines about the looming shutdown or liquidation or the lawsuits or any of that, I just direct you to Alex Jones. As long as this studio is turned on and the war room is on, I'm going to be here. Having said that, I will say that, look, if you like the InfoWars supplements, maybe start to load up on them. Things like vitamin mineral fusion, you just can't find anywhere else. It is in stock. It is 40% off. I'm a big fan of vitamin mineral fusion. I know I'll be loading up on it. So just consider that. Bodies, another great one, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So just your daily reminder to take your vitamins and take your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. The raffle to win the monster truck is still live. It's not too late for you to get entered in that raffle at thealexjonesstore.com. And they just put up some new shirts today. So we got shirts that first funded InfoWars 20 years ago, and now you've got new shirts that just went live today. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and with every purchase there, you get entered into the raffle to win the monster truck featured there on the homepage at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's some other things there for you, too, like the VIP club and more. So, thealexjonesstore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And when we come back, we'll look at some of the geopolitical news, some of these other video clips on this Monday transmission.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Geopolitical news. There was a situation with a major outage with Verizon Wireless. You may have been affected by this. And they really never explained what was going on. Now, service has been restored. There could be a larger story there. We shall see. But major Verizon outage for quite some time today. I think it was probably out from about 9 till about 3. And really no explanation or anything. And so there's some reports that there may have been a hack or something else going on, some sort of an attack on Verizon even. So not sure, a lot of rumors going around right now. But we'll give you any updates on that. Also, this situation in that small town just outside of Atlanta with the chemical lab explosion. Some people are conspiracy theorizing that it could have something to do with the lithium mines that surround the area, but are in protected lands. There's a lot of forests around there that are protected. But, oh, now they might be contaminated with chlorine and no longer protected, and so the government moves in, and now they're mining lithium. Again, these are just some of the conspiracy theories swirling with those two developments today. All right, I've got a few more stories I want to cover. We might even have some time for some phone calls. Let me get through this stack of news, though, before I give out the phone number, and then we'll give it out, cover the rest of it, take a call or two. So I said this last week, and I think the proof continues to prove me right. Israeli commandos conduct raids in Lebanon as cabinet debates ground invasion. And there have been air raids just nonstop, really. Israel will launch limited ground invasion in Lebanon imminently, according to a U.S. official. But Biden says, oh, it's a ceasefire. And Harris says, it's a ceasefire. You're out. Nobody listens to you. You're a joke. So basically, I think when Trump said, do it and do it fast, that was their green light. But Biden and Harris, they're just empty puppets anyway. They take just as much money from AIPAC as anybody, so they're not going to do anything. It's just they have their anti-Israel, really they just have their anti-Jew left wing that they have to appease. So Biden says, oh, ceasefire, it doesn't make a difference. They'll do whatever they want. They just signed another aid package. They just sent... So Biden and Harris have both said, we need to do a ceasefire, we need to do peace, and then they gave them $8.7 billion. So the whole thing is a joke. But here you go. Now I think the mainstream media is starting to catch up to what we reported last week. Is Iran's axis of resistance collapsing under Israeli attacks? Iran's response to Israel is a choice between revenge and survival. So they're starting to put it together and realize nothing here makes sense. I'm telling you. Israel has cut the deal. I think Hezbollah has been double-crossed. But I believe Israel has cut a deal with Iran and Syria and Lebanon. We'll see how it all shakes out. But all these people are scratching their heads. How can they get away with this? How can this be going on? Why doesn't anybody do anything? The deals have been cut, folks. The deals have been cut. How do you think they were able to basically target Hezbollah's leadership so efficiently? Oh, because Israel has such a good intelligence community. Well, then why didn't they do it a long time ago? No, a deal has been cut. Somebody's been double-crossed. And they got the green light from Donald Trump and they went with it. That's what's going on. We'll see how it all shakes out. Meanwhile, Tennessee, they got hit with this hurricane too. And they've got all kinds of storm damage and flooding. But the National Guard has other duties. How do you feel about that? Tennessee National Guard Task Force deploying to Middle East. A year-long deployment to the Middle East. That's where the Tennessee National Guard is going as they get hit with major damage from this storm. That's just absolutely disgusting. And it would be at this point, if Tim Walz was in that group, if Tim Walz was in the Tennessee National Guard, that's when he would drop out and say, I'm out now. Because that's what Tim Walz does. So the Tennessee National Guard, they need to be in the Middle East, not in Tennessee, dealing with Tennessee issues. So how does that make you feel? Probably a little frustrated if you're in Tennessee. All right. Let's give out the phone number now, and while we get a couple callers on the board, I'll cover the rest of this news. Anything we've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen right now. Here's a grocery store worker in Springfield, Ohio. This is how bad it is. This is how much Americans are getting screwed and non-citizens are getting free stuff. Listen to this in clip 12.
I can tell you personally that when I worked at the grocery store and I cashed them out, the receipts were alarming. $13,000 on EBT food, not including the $29,000 that was on EBT cash. It's infuriating. Yes, sir.
So they're not getting $600.
And while they're dressed very well, how are you able to dress like that? Coming over here as running for help that we're supposedly helping them? How are you dressed like that when we, the American people, are scrapping for the next set of work boots? That's a problem. That's a serious problem.
Yeah, everybody knows it. Everybody knows where the blame goes. And really, it goes on all the politicians, but not on Donald Trump. No. This is a Biden-Harris invasion and then a thievery as well. It's a giant invasion and then stealing from you and giving to them. That's what it is. Look at these headlines. It's time to roll up your sleeves for the new COVID flu shots. And they're running their ads all over TV. They're running their ads nonstop on the radio. You got to get your new COVID shots. You got to get your new flu shots. Dikembe Mutombo, basketball legend, just died from brain cancer. He was a big promoter of the COVID vaccines. You know, I didn't even take the time to look into it. Guys, see when Dikembe Mutombo was diagnosed with brain cancer? Would anybody be confident enough to place a bet that it was after his COVID vaccine? How would you guys feel about placing that bet? So Dikembe Mutombo, NBA legend, passes after a fight with brain cancer, big promoter of the COVID-19 vaccines. You know, the first person that ever got the COVID-19 vaccine, he died too. 2 years ago, right after the vaccine. Oh my gosh. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though. I'm sure. But hey, go get that next COVID shot. Go get that next flu shot. Go get them both at the same time. Because the pharmaceutical companies love you so much. They love you so much. They'd never give you a faulty product. No. Defense Department funds fake meat manufacturer that uses fungus protein. Oh, the DOD is bankrolling a company that makes fake meat using fungus protein. Interestingly enough, the company is owned by a major Democrat donor. Yeah, that's how the deal works. They create these industries that don't even exist, like fake meat or green climate agenda. And then they all have their friends invest in it, all their Democrats, and then they write legislation that forces the government to give money to their friends' companies. They invest in the stocks at bottom line. Then they skyrocket when they get the government contracts, and everybody wins. It's called corruption. It's called political thieves. Yeah, but I'm sure they'll be lining up for their fungus fake meat. Yeah, let me get some of that fake meat fungus that the Democrats are paying off their friends to produce. UFCW Local 7 condemns JBS for abusing migrant workers. This is in Denver. Co United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 today issued a public call for federal, state, and local law enforcement and regulatory bodies to hold the nation's largest meat processing company and one of the largest food producers across the globe, JBS Holdings, to account in light of potential illegal tactics and labor human trafficking violations uncovered by union representation and advocacy for its members. No. No, this is part of the process. The illegal immigrants need jobs too, and they work for less than you. So they're just doing their part. And of course, I'm sure they make a nice contribution to the Democrat Party as well. Come on. They're paying their dues. But you know what's funny? This is really the story of the average liberal. And this is an older video that's recently gone viral from Katie Marie, and she's kind of out of the scenes now. She started making some videos again on her ex account, but this is a flashback. But there's a part of this video that I really want you to see because this is what it's all about. She goes around with Joel Patrick, another conservative commentator, who's black, and they're asking the liberals on a college campus about reparations. They all say, yep, we should pay reparations. But watch what happens here in clip four.
Do you support reparations for black people because they went through slavery?
Yes, I do, actually.
Perfect. So we have Joel here, and you can pay your reparations right now.
Okay.
How much do you want?
What is the suffering of my ancestors worth?
More than I can pay right now.
Oh.
So do you want to set up like a payment plan?
No, but I do believe it's the responsibility of our government to take more action.
Oh.
All right, pay up.
The government.
Oh.
Thank you for paying for the crimes of your ancestors. You have been forgiven.
I don't know how you would go about doing that.
Well, I have the answer. We have Joel Patrick here today, and he has his reparations jar. And you can pay for the crime. What other forms of payment do you accept?
We accept Venmo. We accept PayPal.
Come on, pay up, liberal.
Well, I did not have Venmo. I did not have PayPal.
How convenient.
And I am broke.
Oh.
But you would pay if you could.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you're collecting money for it.
Because I'm a black person and my ancestors were slaves.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't...
Brain broken.
I don't understand what a monetary...
Have you ever owned slaves?
No, but I did not...
Have I ever been a slave?
No.
So how much money do you owe me?
Nothing.
Ding, ding, ding.
So the video is a lot longer, but see, it's the same thing. It's part of liberalism as a mental disorder. Oh, yeah, reparations. Okay, well, go ahead. You pay. Oh, no, well, I don't want to pay. The government has to pay. What? Yeah, we need reparations. We need to pay reparations immediately. Okay, well, go ahead and volunteer. If you believe that, let's go pay right now. Oh, no, not me. I'm not going to pay. What? Liberalism. It must be stopped. It must be stopped. Elon Musk gets it. He put this statement up yesterday morning. It's worth a read. Very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. It might already be. We'll see if we get there. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only way to save democracy. Let me explain. If even 1 in 20 illegals become citizens per year, something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible, that would be about 2 million new legal voters in 4 years. The voting margin in the swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means if the Democratic Party succeeds, there will be no more swing states. Moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It is a surefire way to win every election. America then becomes a one-party state and democracy is over. The only elections will be the Democratic Party primaries, which they already canceled. This already happened in California many years ago following the 1986 amnesty that Reagan gave us. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that the people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. So it's always the same thing. Bring in all the illegals. Put them in your house. Well, not in my house. Reparations for black people. Okay, pay up. Well, I don't mean me pay up. Well, what the hell do you think goes on here? These people don't live in reality. And, you know, there's another video. They always want to attack police. Suspect in New Mexico State Police officer's death released from prison in December. So this is a criminal, violent criminal, because of liberal policies, gets released from prison and then kills a police officer during a traffic stop. Now, he's on the side of the road. He's having vehicle troubles. You guys can B-roll one if you want. New Mexico trooper Justin Hare, unfortunately, didn't survive. Now, there were no big media parades for him, and, you know, he didn't get celebrated. But he pulls over to help what appears to be a motorist in distress. Guy gets out and eventually shoots him and steals his car. And you want to sit here and look, police work is hard work. I don't like police brutality. I don't like authoritarian police just as much as the next guy. I don't like police being able to pull you over for whatever the hell they want, abusing their power. I'm sick of that too. But at the same time, if you can't understand, police officers can't let their guard down, folks. At any moment, they can get shot and killed. Do you think this New Mexico State police officer thought he was about to get shot and killed when he was pulling over to help a motorist in distress? But see, then if he gets ready to defend himself or touches his gun, then guess what? He's the bad guy. So you just never know. Really. You just never know. All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. People wanting to talk about the October surprise, including a caller from Brazil. We talked about Brazil a lot today. And then we're going to go probably to Asheville. A lot of damage there in North Carolina. But let's go to Jeff in Brazil. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah, there's three things. Local, Rumble, and Twitter are all banned down here.
Mm. Oh, they got Rumble too?
Yeah, and local. Mm. All three of them. And you can't get VPNs. If you do, they fine you per day for having it.
How easy is that for them to detect?
I have no idea. I'm not in the electronics department.
Okay.
But
maybe the better way to phrase that. Have you heard of cases of people getting the fines?
Well, a friend of mine who's born and raised here told me, he says, don't get a VPN. They'll track it. It's 8,000 reais per day fine. I don't know how true it is. I don't know anybody that's had it done, but this person is legit.
Yeah, well, that's what they – I mean, that's the policy. I was just curious if you'd heard of it being enforced yet.
No, it's been stated. I just haven't heard of anybody being fined or being arrested.
All right.
Okay, this October surprise, it's coming for everybody. I'm coming back up. We need to take out the governments into your city. Get petitions and or, what do you call them, class action suit and say you are unconstitutional. You are hereby removed. You gotta unite. Stop waiting for November because it's not going to happen.
What do you think? They're going to cancel the election? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have a war. They're going to emergency response, all kinds of shit. And first of all, D.C. doesn't have the power to do that. Take your states. Your states can tell D.C. to fuck off. Excuse my language. Sorry. People are brainwashed. You know, they're just zombied.
I'd like to think that, maybe just the last 4 years – has woken people up enough that we can politically save this country and that we can win an election in a landslide and take back a lot of our government. And look, it's going to be a long process. And it's not that I'm sitting here promoting the Republican Party. I complain about the Republican Party as well, but the Democrats are just going to destroy this country. We won't even have a country if the Democrats remain in power. I mean, at least with the Republicans, we have life support with the Republicans. The Democrats will unplug the life support machine. So, I mean, you know, that's what we need is a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and White House, and we can have policies that aren't meant to completely destroy the country. So we'll at least get some life support, And then maybe you can kind of politically start to get people activated at the local level as well. But there's been a mass awakening. You go to any city council now, it's people complaining about the corruption. And people realize what's been done with this invasion. They realize what's been done with the economy. It was the headline of the show today. No money. The federal government's not going to do anything to help. They're going to have to change. I'll bet you by the end of the week they're going to have to change. They'll come out with some aid package. They have to. It's been such a disaster. And Kamala Harris is desperate. So they'll come out with some new aid package and probably even have Kamala Harris introduce it in a press conference because she needs the political points. But in the last week, they've given $10 billion in foreign aid, and they say we have nothing for the people that just got hit with this hurricane. Jeff, glad you're tuning in from Brazil. What part of Brazil are you in?
Brasilia.
The capital?
The capital, yeah.
Wonderful. Glad you tune in every day. If you do come back here, I hope it's worth your time. Let's just say that. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Asheville now. Jonathan is calling in on the flood situation. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Golly, it's been a wild few days.
I bet.
I just wanted to, you know, everybody, like, it's funny because I listen to InfoWars every day, and here I am not prepared for all this shit. Or excuse my language, I'm sorry.
Well, there's only so much you can do when a flood wipes out everything. And so, I know that nobody gave you proper warning. I did on this show. I said it was going to be bad. I said it that same day. I said, get ready. But for whatever reason, usually they, and I get it, because usually they fearmonger this stuff. And so nobody responds. This time they just didn't even do anything.
And, I mean, it's the death toll is so low compared to what it is. I mean, I know of several families who have been killed in mudslides. Rescue workers are dead. I was supposed to work in Lake Lure this week, which if you type in Lake Lure, you'll see that it's been washed away. If you look it up, this place called Biltmore Village, which is a mile from my house, I mean, it's destroyed. And it's just, they're pulling bodies out of the lakes and rivers, and they're not telling people the death tolls yet because I guess they want to talk to families, but it's bad.
I don't know why they've been covering this thing up, and again, I'm just assuming it was an election cycle. They had other news, so they didn't do their normally fear-mongering thing. But now it's like they're still not even covering it. Maybe I think probably because they're protecting the Biden-Harris administration that's doing nothing. It's bad. I don't know about death count. You'd probably know more than me because you're on the ground. But I know the devastation has been serious.
It's wild, man. And the ironic part is, you know, we're a liberal stronghold, like they've ruined Asheville already. Yeah. And guess who's out saving all the liberals? The Trump supporters. Uh-oh. And all the conservatives.
We mentioned that earlier, boys. Too. Yeah.
You know, everybody that you hate, you're begging to come help you now. So yeah. It's ironic, and it's just really sad. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had service. I just got to Georgia to stay with my girlfriend's aunt. And I'm going back Thursday because I'm an electrician and I'm getting put to work.
Well, and you're going to see the worst of it, too. I'm sure the water will recede probably by the end of the week, but you're going to see, I mean, you'll see it. I mean, whole town's just gone. Just gone.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, man. Some of my favorite towns.
Yeah.
Are just done.
All right, Jonathan. I'm out of time for today. I appreciate that. I'm sorry to the other callers I didn't get to. I will be taking calls later tonight on X at Owen Schroyer 1776, if you want to try to call in there, or at rumble.com/Owen. But that does it for today's InfoWars War Room. We will take a 21-hour break. By the way, we have vice presidential debate coverage tomorrow night.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWarsNaturals.com that sever from InfoWars as well. They're sponsoring InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's...